Well, I'm doing great today.
Thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you, and thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. You've got a big fundraiser coming up this weekend. We'll get those details in just a few minutes. You're from Peerless Trout First Nation.
Yes.
How long have you been singing for?
Well, I've been singing since I was a young girl, but I didn't really take singing seriously until I entered recovery about 3 years ago. I think, like, as we go through some of the most difficult times in our life, the things that we learn coming out of it really transformed me and helped, really impacted my life today. And then, yeah, so I started songwriting after recovery, and I just started, like, those experiences that I had really impacted me as a songwriter and as a person, and I really wanted to share some of the teachings that helped me in my recovery and the things that I learned along the way about the land and giving back to the water and in good relationships.
So tell me about songwriting then. Is it easy for you to put pen to paper talking about stuff you've gone through? Is it easy? Do you find it cathartic?
I find it highly meditating and healing, like, to be able to, like, some of the songs came to me really easily. Like my debut single, The Sun Is Gonna Rise, that I remember when I wrote that song, I woke up and it was just a beautiful sunrise. And the sun was caught between the horizon and underneath the clouds. And the ambience was so beautiful. It was orange and gold. And so I sat here and I just literally visualized all of the images in that song, in The Sun Is on the Rise. And they just came to me, like, it flooded to me in images in my mind.
I have to tell you, I closed my eyes as you were describing it and I could see it.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. How many people have come up to you and said, you know what, your songwriting is really, you know, making an impact on my life?
You know, it really catches me off guard, the amount of attention that I'm getting from people about the songs and stuff. And I get a lot of thank yous and admirations. And it kind of, like, I'm like, wow, really, it's really impacting you in that way. But I guess that's what I was trying to do in the beginning. I really wanted to help motivate people and inspire them to really take action about the changes that they could do and bring into the community. Like, I'm trying to encourage people to speak up about water activism, water protection, rights about the land. Yeah.
I love it. Bobby Jo Starr, she's got a fundraiser happening this weekend, and you're trying to raise money so you can put a CD together. And it's expensive, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is. It's a journey. So I'm going to be having a fundraiser this weekend, but I think, like, the fundraising goal is going to be ongoing until the project is completed.
Okay, so it's happening November 23rd, which is Sunday, 5 until 8 p.m. at the High Notes in Edmonton at 12515 118th Avenue. Who have you got coming out?
Lance Cardinal is going to be hosting the event, and he's going to be emceeing the event. And as for guest performances, we got Danita Large, Darla Daniels, Lena Daniels, Kurt Young, and Melody MacArthur, and Jesse Rose, and Jared Sowen. So it's just loaded and packed full of entertainment for entertainment purposes.
It's going to be a great afternoon. That's some fantastic names you've got there. And of course, I'm guessing you'll be performing as well.
Yes, I'll be somewhat headlining the event, and I'm going to be doing a 10-song set at the end to highlight the songs that are going to be on my upcoming album.
Now, if somebody wants tickets, is it right at the door? Do they buy them online? What should they do?
Well, tickets are available through my Facebook page. I have a link to Eventbrite, but there's going to be tickets available at the door as well.
Okay, and your Facebook page, just look up Bobby Jo Starr?
Yeah, Bobby Jo Starr, BOBBI-JOSTARR.
Well, there you go. If you're looking for some great live music and you want to support a great cause as well, Bobby Jo Starr Fundraiser and Silent Auction this weekend. It's November 23rd, 5 until 8 p.m. at the High Notes in Edmonton at 12515 118th Avenue. Bobby Jo, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I hope to see you there.